Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation with John Helgerson, Deputy Director of the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bill Phillips. Bill?
John, in the last year or so, what was the most innovative or dramatic development involving NEMA?
Well, Bill, there's been a lot going on at NEMA over the last year, but if you forced me to mention one specific item, I guess the thing that would come to my mind first would be the Endeavour space shuttle mission that flew now almost exactly a year ago, a little over a year ago. This was a cooperative effort between my agency, NEMA, and NASA, which of course does most of the space work. But what it was a truly unique undertaking in which we together put into space a modified radar system that mapped the Earth in a way that has simply never been done before. So this was the highlight of NEMA's year, and indeed the highlight of a scientific year in many respects. There were also some kind of fun aspects to it. We had, for example, on that crew that NASA assembled, a group of astronauts that came from Germany and Japan as well as the U.S., and it was a crew that included two female astronauts. But what they accomplished was truly incredible. We mapped or measured approximately 80% of the planet. That is every mountain and valley and hill and dale. Owing to the orbitology of it all, so to speak, we did not get good radar mapping of the polar regions, but we did capture the area of the Earth, about 80% of it, as I say, where 95% of the world's population live. And this exercise took some 11 days and got even higher quality data than we had dared expect. To give you some sense of what was accomplished, an area the size of Alaska, for example, was mapped in about 15 minutes. And the state of Florida with this radar system was mapped in about 90 seconds. All this was done with a radar system, and part of it extended out on a 200-foot mast that was the longest rigid structure ever deployed in space. So we were really excited about this, and in large part excited because of the payoff that'll come down the road. Needless to say, we got a mountain of data from all this, and we have another mission partner, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory out at Caltech, who are doing the processing of this data. But over the next 2 or 3 years, we, NEMA, and then the civilian scientific community and the military community will get the data and the information that allow them to deal with things like floods and earthquakes and analyze ecological zones, do better weather forecasts, climate change, and so on, and even such pedestrian but critical uses as land use planning or where best to put the towers that make our cell phones operate. So we in the defense community think of it in large part in terms of mission planning for defense operations or what it'll do for missile and weapons guidance systems. But I think really the larger and the basic payoff from this mission will be in the humanitarian, scientific, civilian areas. So NEMA's real proud of this, and it was clearly the highlight of our past year because we feel we've made a real contribution to so many enterprises, both in and out of government.
John, in preparing for our discussion today, I was surprised to learn of your role in the unclassified arena of safety of navigation at sea. What can you tell us about your role in this area?
Well, Paul, your reaction there is typical. In fact, safety of navigation at sea is a major mission of NEMA, and it's one that's been mandated in legislation going back far beyond our own history. We have on the wall in one of our offices, for example, a message that was sent by the radio operator on a ship at sea in the North Atlantic to the Titanic prior to its sinking after it struck an iceberg. But interestingly, that message about icebergs in the area did not get from the radio operator on the Titanic to the captain of the ship, nor to others on a timely basis. So without reading too much into that lesson, we, of course, take from it the critical role that timely provision of information related to safety and navigation is absolutely critical. Now, we have within NEMA a component called the Maritime Safety Information Center, and its job is to run a worldwide navigation warning service that broadcasts information to ships at sea, military and civilian, 24 hours a day. In fact, our customers in the modern world don't wait for a message from the Titanic or anybody else. They access our maritime safety website 9,000 times a day, free of charge, to get maritime safety information. So what does it really translate into? If you were not working at Price Waterhouse some weekend, but were sailing in the Caribbean, you can, through this website or otherwise accessing our information, get the latest information on broken buoys or inoperative lighthouses or even activities of pirates in the area. So we are very proud of this work. I should say it relates almost entirely to foreign waters and ports outside the U.S. As an intelligence agency, there are certain restrictions on what we can do within U.S. territory. One other aspect of our business related to maritime safety is that I should mention, we of course are putting all this information in digital form as quickly as we can so people don't rely only on the paper publications. And thinking again about your earlier question about the bill about the last year, another highlight, again about a year ago, was that a U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker, the USS Healy, made the first transit around the famed Northwest Passage north of Greenland, relying entirely on NEMA's so-called digital nautical chart. That is, they had no paper charts at all, or at least they were directed to keep them hidden, and they used the digital nautical chart to make this passage. I have to say we at NEMA were immensely proud that this project has progressed to the point where the Navy and the Coast Guard can do that, but frankly we were also relieved when they had completed that passage. But it's a big effort, and down the road, U.S. Navy is at the forefront of this transition. They will go entirely to digital nautical charts. The civilian sailing community will be close behind, or in some cases even ahead, and we support both.
As if that's not enough, we also understand that NEMA works in the area of aeronautical safety. John, can you tell us a bit about your activities there?
Well, happy to, Bill. I'll say a little less about this because, unlike the maritime area, less of what we do in the aeronautical area is available to the public. We don't provide information, for example, directly to commercial users, but a good deal of our information is available for purchase through the Commerce Department, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But basically what we do is provide the information that enables every U.S. military aircraft to operate safely in takeoffs or landings or en route navigation. Last year, for example, we produced 12 million charts for the cockpit. These are things that fold up in a complicated way so you don't have it spread all over the cockpit. But the truth is, once on the ground, you can unfold it in such a way that it'll cover the cockpit and give you some shade on the parking apron. We hope our products are useful for more than providing shade, but here, as in the maritime area, the trick is to move from the 12 million paper charts to all digital formats. We're well down that road, but as I say, this effort relates primarily to the military, rather than to civilian and commercial users. That's more indirect support.
Well, it's time for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with John Helgerson of NEMA.